And now let's go to Hollywood, in the office of Boris Ishtar, the 66-year-old boy genius producer of Pharaoh Films. He's lecturing his big star, Rock Quarry, who speaks first. You want to see me, Chief? See you, you failure. I'm blind with rage at you. I'm spitting my Milltown at you. If I could see you, I would destroy you and thus end the disgrace which the flesh is heir to and which you have thrown the happy family which is Pharaoh Films into which. To me, you are better off dead, mutilated, and then at least you would bring a little fame into your cipher of an existence. Jim Bishop could do for look the day Rock Quarry died.
But Chief...
Sha, sha, sha. For that I pay you $12,000 a week in percentages to speak. Rock Quarry, Hollywood hero. Rock, my boy, do you know what this is, do you? Please, a favor, quiet and I'll tell you. It's the latest copy of Hot Stuff, that's what, and where, may I ask, are you? You are not Hot Stuff, you are not even Cold Stuff, the subsidiary. You are no stuff at all, that's what stuff you are, you brainwashed Brando, you. Suburbia anxiously awaits some slight perversion, not much. And where is Quarry? Lollipopping orphans in Burbank, that's where. What's wrong with you?
But Chief...
Schweig! Listen, my boy. I have every copy of Hot Stuff ever printed. Everybody who's nobody has made it. Spook Spumoni, right here. Spook Spumoni, a big picture bum, 4 credits. Rita Respighi, a grandmother, my boy, a grandmother. 6 separate and distinct exposés. The community is up in arms over you, Rock, my boy. When are you going to produce? I am disgraced. How do you think I feel at Palm Springs when the boys from the other studios tell me next week Yette Modigliani will be featured, next month Danny Da Vinci will finally make it?
But Chief!
Look, do me a favor, will you shut up? May I ask, please, why do you have to be seen everywhere with your wife? Does she own you? Are you married to her or something? So what's wrong with sneaking out of Brenda Brentano's apartment at 3 in the morning? Photographers provided by yours truly deductible expense. What's wrong with falling into Tippy Tipperary swimming pool, drunk and naked with Tippy, you know, moon bathing during one of her lurid undercover parties for 5,000 or 6,000 people? And how is it, Quarry? You've never been caught smoking, tea? You don't have to go far. The playground of Hollywood High School will do. That's the way reputations are made. Don't you understand this business? What's wrong with you? Don't you want to be loved?
But Chief!
Again, the big words. I told you to do me a favor and schweig! Rock, my boy, I talk to you not as a father to a son, but as something more. As a counselor to an investment, you have got to make Hot Stuff or you are finished as an Hollywood personality. You'll have to go back to Off-Broadway. Is that what you want? Once I rescued you from the arts, I will not do it again. Let Selznick do it next time, but not Boris Ishtar. Rock Quarry, my big star. He makes life. Life! He makes boys' life. He makes time. He makes this week. He donates thousands to cerebral palsy, to care, to infantile paralysis even. He buys station wagons for Girl Scout troops, sends money monthly to his aged mother, but not 1 cent for scandal. What have you got to say for yourself?
Chief, I just can't do it.
Rock Quarry, you are sick. Sick. Ill. And you are finished. I pity you. The great American audience pities you. The young suburban community pities you. The supermarkets pity you, son. You are sick and you are finished. Now you'll never know what it's like to be loved, really loved.